Here we go on a Tuesday morning. And tomorrow morning at this time, 8:35 on Wednesday, Bill O'Reilly is going to be on the show. So don't miss that conversation with Big Bad Bill O'Reilly. But it's that time of the week. Let's do it.
It's time for Tirade Tuesday on KCMO Talk Radio.
What? Are you talking to me?
How dare you?
Are you talking to me?
Mundo.
Okay, Tirade Tuesday. Let's start it off with Jim. He is in Independence. Jim, first up, what's your tirade, my man?
Good morning, gentlemen. My tirade is against PBS, the public broadcasting system. Now, I know public, it is partially funded by taxpayers, but I think it's false advertising to say it's public, because anything that has to do with politics or the news, and I'm including climate change, it is always more or less an in-kind contribution to the Democratic leftist. It's always blame America, and they talk about more recently, they talked about the lies associated with January 6th. I'm just waiting for them to talk about the lies that have come from the Biden administration and from Biden for the last 2 years. But I'm not holding my breath.
Yep. You're going to be waiting a long time there, Jimbo. Thanks for the call. Good tirade. Good way to kick it off. You know, here's the thing. It's a perfect storm. The media leans left. Then if you have a media operation that is funded by the federal government in part, what do you think their bias is going to be? Of course, they're going to be proponents of whatever the federal government is doing, or shall we say bigger bureaucracy, because that's good for their business. That's good for them. Yes, the PBS, our local NPR affiliates here in town, they are all, of course, diehard wokesters. And that's the nicest thing I'll say. Let's go to Paul in Kansas City. What's your tirade, Paul? Go ahead.
Okay, I got two real quick. The young man that was tragically killed in North Dakota, and the suspect said it was because he was a Republican extremist, and not a word about the hate-filled September 1st speech in Philadelphia by the president contributing to that. Second, the national media going after the great new prime minister of Italy, calling him Mussolini and fascist. Despicable. Shame on the media here in this country that that young woman won that election based on God, family, and country. So that's my tirade.
All right, that's a good one. That is a good one, Paul. Two good ones, but let's keep it at one next time. I don't want people going on multiple tirades here. We're going to be here all morning. So, but you're one, you're right. And I haven't talked about the media's reaction to the election of the new Italian prime minister, but I will do that here before the show wraps up at 10. Tirade Tuesday continues. Mike in Overland Park, you're on KCMO. What's your tirade, Mike? Go ahead.
My tirade was going to be about Sharice Davis' recent ad saying she's in favor of closing the border and fighting fentanyl.
Your phone's breaking up on me, Mike. I know it's going to be good, so if you can talk into the phone, give me that tirade, my man.
My new tirade is against Grover Norquist. When asked, what are we going to do if we're going to take over the House and the Senate? It should be, we're going to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, not we're going to make sure these calls are answered within 20 minutes. My God.
Okay. All right. So Grover Norquist, who was our guest last hour, is who Mike wanted to tirade against in Overland Park. All right. All right. Let's go to Josh. He's in Kansas City. Josh, what's your tirade?
So I think everybody's pushing DeSantis to become the president. He may win, he may lose, but the fact of the matter is they want him out of office in Florida so they can put a Democrat in there. Why push him for president when he's doing such a good job in Florida?
Well, because if he can bring that great job to the country, wouldn't that be a good idea there?
It would, but let's go 2024 with Trump.
All right. All right. So the tirade from Josh is against Ron DeSantis getting love as the next 2024 presidential candidate. I'm not convinced that the state of Florida would put a Democrat in there after Ron DeSantis goes on to potentially run and become the next president. I don't think that's going to be the case. But either way, interesting point there from Josh on his tirade Tuesday. Let's see. Let's go to Jeff in Shawnee. Jeff, what is your tirade?
Hey, my tirade is the flags at half staff. We lost this meeting. Every time we turn around, the flag is low, man. Let's raise it up. Keep it to presidents, maybe congressmen and senators, but let's get that flag up and be proud of it. I'm tired of driving by and seeing it at half mast all the time.
Jeff, very interesting tirade, and I have wondered the same thing myself as of late. I've thought, just be driving around, they'll see a flag at half mast and say, what did I miss? Did something happen? What's going on here? Why is that flag at half mast? Huh. That's interesting, Jeff. Gosh, that's a unique tirade. That's good. That's very good. 5767710. 5767710. On a Tirade Tuesday on KCMO Talk Radio. Larry, Prairie Village. Hello, Larry. Good morning.
Okay, here's my tirade, and this is something that really aggravates me, and I'm sure it probably aggravates most sane people, is right-wing talk show hosts that have the same kind of extremist rhetoric that, let's say, Alex Jones has, where everything's just blatantly a total distortion or an outright lie. And I think we've got a homegrown Alex Jones-type brewing with Chris DeGaulle. I've called him before about him being such an outrageous individual. I'm surprised that the FCC has not stepped in and say, you need to calm that guy down.
I know when you don't like what people say, you want bureaucrats to get involved and punish them, but no. You know, we still have free speech.
Truth. I want the truth, not lies.
Larry, if you...
I don't care...
Larry, you got a problem with Chris?
What?
You call up Chris. I don't know what to tell you, Larry.
This is Tirade Tuesday. Tirade Tuesday. So don't back out on this. And anything you want to talk about, any subject, call in. You need to monitor that guy.
Okay. All right,
he's
Larry.
He's going off the deep end.
Larry, and you're on the straight and narrow, right?
I'm a way more than that guy.
Okay.
That guy is really going whacked. I mean, watch him.
Watch. Okay, Larry.
There
we'll,
you go.
We'll
you got a problem on your hands with that man.
We'll keep a close eye on him, Larry. Very close eye.
He's Trump-triggered and Stegall-triggered now.
We're watching him like a hawk. I got my eyes on you, Stegall. Watching you closely, Chris. Okay, Larry. Easy does it. Easy does it. All right, got a few options here. Where are we going? Mike in South OKC. What's up, Mike? Not Mike. Okay. Mike and Casey Moe. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, if calling for God, family, and country, we can compare the Italian leader to Mussolini. Can we compare Biden to Stalin, since he wants tyranny, collectivism, and socialism?
Yeah, you know, it is amazing. it is amazing, Mike, that they have gotten away with the Mussolini comparisons with the new Italian prime minister. It is absolutely amazing that they've gotten away with it. And you have heard that top to bottom across the board over the last 24 to 36 hours. You've heard these comparisons with the new Italian prime minister whose message is God, country, and family being compared to a radical extremist that this country hasn't seen since Mussolini. I don't even know where they're coming up with this stuff. I have no idea where they're getting this stuff from. But you know as well as I do, I mean, they're pushing it across the board. And since we've had a couple of tirades on that, I will play some audio in terms of how the media is covering that later on here on KCMO, because I know a lot of people are listening to it, they're hearing it, and it is an important topic of conversation to point out. 5767710. Let's go to Tirade Tuesday. Wrap it up here with a couple of calls. Pat in Kansas City. Go ahead, Pat. You're on KCMO. What's your tirade?
My tirade is against Larry. I think this month is Literacy Month, and he's taking away time to promote the need for more funding for literacy by speaking. and he's trying to take all the funds for himself, and that's not fair to the other illiterates.
Okay. All right. Last one, Mike in South Kansas City. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mondo. Appreciate it. We only got three streets in South Kansas City, Holmes, Warnell, and State Line. They shut down Warnell now, going on 4 weeks. They got guys sitting on top of sand piles eating lunch, six pieces of heavy equipment sitting in an intersection that haven't moved in 3 days, and they've been screwing with that damn thing for over 3 years. So I am Tirade Tuesday.
There you go. All right, Mike in South Kansas City. All right, a tirade against the inability to fix the roads in an efficient manner in South Kansas City.
Perhaps timeliness would certainly be a word. Yeah, I'm familiar with what he's talking about, right? And if you're heading north and south out of Martin City, you've got State Line Warnell Homes, or you drive all the way over to Grandview to get north and south. So when they block up the one on Warnell, it pushes a lot of traffic either way.
Eesh, gosh.
Boy.
I feel you there, Mike. I understand that pain. And the worst is, like, you've been going through it for months on end, and you see what appears to be a never-ending lunch break for the guys who are supposed to be working on it. And we love our friends who work in construction, but you know as well as I do, it's a pretty good running joke. You get some of these folks, it's like, do they work, or are they paid to kind of watch the cones? Because I'm confused. I'm a little confused.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.